Hello, I'm Rosemary Crick with the BBC News. Suicide bombers have attacked three churches in Indonesia's second city, Surabaya. Police say at least six people have been killed and more than 30 others have been injured. Roger Walker has more details.
The attacks occurred within 10 minutes of one another as Christians gathered for Sunday services. An online video showed passers-by going to the aid of an injured person outside one church and a man lying beside a motorcycle. It's not known if he was a suicide bomber. TV pictures showed debris around the entrance of a church and police cordoning off areas as crowds gathered. Indonesia is the world's largest Muslim-majority country. No group has said it was behind the bombings, but militants have mounted a series of attacks on minorities in recent years.
A terrorism investigation has begun in France after a man armed with a knife lashed out at passers-by in central Paris. One person was killed and four were injured, two of them seriously. The attack happened in the busy Opera district. Witnesses say the knifeman shouted Allahu Akbar and police attempted to stop him with a stun gun before shooting him dead. This woman was in the area at the time.
The police arrived quickly. Everyone arrived quickly. We didn't know what was going on. We were quickly moved inside the bar. I went outside and I saw a man lying on the floor.
The French Prime Minister, Edouard Philippe, visited the scene of the attack and expressed sympathy for those killed and wounded. He praised the rapid response of the police and said France would not give in to terror.
Obviously, the Interior Minister and I are in contact with the President, and we want to state France's determination, our absolute determination, not to give ground in the face of the threat that these attackers seek to impose upon us.
The Islamic State group said on its news agency that it was behind the attack. President Trump has thanked North Korea after it announced that it would begin dismantling its nuclear test site in less than 2 weeks. In a tweet, he described Pyongyang's decision as a very smart and gracious gesture. North Korea had said in an earlier statement that foreign experts would be invited to watch the event. The latest statement mentions only journalists. Mr. Trump said the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and he are due to hold a summit in June. World News from the BBC.